Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Evans, EVANS, first name Darryl, DARRYL, date of birth, April 23, 1969. The date of evaluation, April 25th, 2026. The referring physician, disability and social service, identifying information. The patient presented a California identification card, A like apple 5117201, which correctly identified the claimant as Darryl S. Evans. The chief complaint, 67-year-old African-American male referred for disability evaluation. The HDI, the patient is a 67-year-old male who stated that he was born with a heart murmur and birth defect, period. He further stated that he has an enlarged heart, period. He has had pain in his chest, which he described as a needle poking in the middle of his chest. He further reports strong heartbeat, period. He first applied for a disability evaluation in 2006 and 2007, period. However, he was denied disability, period. He further now reports history of chest pain and passing out, period. He stated that he last passed out in approximately 2009, period. He has had a near pass out in 2013, period. He reports associated sharp chest pain, which occurs several times per month, period. He has shortness of breath on walking approximately two blocks, period. He reports palpitation, which occurs while working, and this is associated with anxiety, period. Past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number, heart murmur, next number, leg swelling, next number, diabetes type 2. Past surgical history, he describes having a catheterization, period, medications, aspirin 81 milligrams, allergies, penicillin, family history, mother had colon cancer, father had GI bleeding, the social history, he denied cigarettes or alcohol, but reports the use of CBDs, period. The review of systems, constitutional. He reports recent weight loss, period. Skin, he has had color changes, especially involving the right foot. Eyes, he has impaired vision and wears glasses. Oral cavity, he reports bleeding gums. Throat, he has had sore throat. Respiratory, he reports dyspnea. Cardiac, as for HBI, in addition, he reports palpitations, gastrointestinal. He has had nausea, vomiting, and further describes hematochezia, genitourinary. He has small stream, musculoskeletal. He denies joint pains, neurologic. He denies headache, dizziness, or trauma, psychiatric. He reports anxiety. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical exam, blood pressure 128/70, pulse 70, respiratory rate 20, height 61 inches, weight 218.6 pounds, saturation 99%. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no distress. HEENT is unremarkable. Cardiac exam reveals a grade 2/6 systolic murmur radiating to the carotid period. There's a soft diastolic murmur period. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The patient underwent echocardiogram April 25th, 2026 period. Ventricular ejection fraction noted to be normal at 65-70% period. No regional wall motion abnormality is noted period. The aortic valve is not well visualized period. However, there is moderate aortic regurgitation period. The mean aortic valve pressure gradient is 18 millimeters of mercury period. There's a possible partial subaortic membrane causing mild subaortic stenosis, period. Mitral valve is normal, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. There is trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. The impression, this is a 57-year-old male who reports fatigue, dyspnea, and palpitations, period. He is found to have mild aortic stenosis, period. He is further found to have moderate aortic regurgitation, period. There is a question of whether he has a partial subaortic membrane causing subaortic stenosis, period. The recommendation someone at some point, comma, he will require left heart catheterization to determine the gradient over his aortic valve and evaluate for subaortic stenosis, period. Current gradient appears mild, period. However, he does have moderate aortic regurgitation, period. It is therefore possible that some of his symptoms of fatigue, dyspnea, may be related to his underlying cardiac condition, period. He has no significant valvular stenosis, period. Based on correction, he has no significant valvular stenosis based on the current echocardiogram, period. However, he should once again have left heart catheterization, period. In the interim, comma, he is functionally classified New York Heart Association class 2, period. He has mild limitation, period. It is unclear the contribution of this is related to his moderate aortic regurgitation and possible subaortic stenosis. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.